弟兄姐妹早安。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
我们一起翻到罗马书。
So we are now at Romans chapter 3 verse 21. But before we read it, let's read two other verses that we've already covered in Romans.
我们现在已经来到罗马书第三章的二十一节。在我们读这个二十一节之前，我们先来读几处我们原先已经看过的。
And let's pay a particular attention to the phrase, the righteousness of God.
我们特别来注意这个词，就是神的义。
Right, the first one is in Romans chapter 1, verse 17.
第一处是在罗马书一章十七节。
It says, For in it, meaning the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
这里说到在福音这件事上，因为神的义正在福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Then let's read Romans 3 verse 5.
我们再来看三章五节。
But if our unrighteousness demonstrates the righteousness of God, what shall we say? The God who inflicts wrath is not unrighteous, is he?
我且照着人的常话说，我们的不义若显出神的义来，我们可以怎么说呢？神降怒是他不义吗？
And then the passage today, chapter 3, verse 21 to 26.
接下来是我们今天要分享的，就是二十一节。
But apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction.
就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness. Because in the forbearance of God, He passed over the sins previously committed.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心，宽容人先时所犯的罪。
For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Hi, Father, I want to thank you for bringing us together.
亲爱的天父，感谢你召聚我们。
We ask that you would open our eyes to see your Son.
求你开我们的眼睛，看到你的儿子。
We ask that you would anoint and fill our hearts with your presence.
你自己的同在来膏我们。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣你儿子的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
At my former job, if you're an outside visitor,
在我曾经工作过的地方，如果你是一个外来的访客，
you would discover a very interesting coincidence.
你会发觉有一个非常有趣的巧合。
The last name of the head of the marketing department turns out to be the same last name as the president of the company.
就是营销部门的主管，他的姓是和我们公司的总裁是同一个姓。
And you would investigate further and find out that the head of the marketing department is the son of the president of the company.
所以当你再进一步去调查的时候，你会发觉原来他是我们总裁的亲生儿子。
So interesting, your father is the boss.
这很有趣哈，你自己的父亲是你的老板。
But you're now suspicious because when you think about the time of the year-end review.
所以你会怀疑这个可不可能在年终评定的时候。
You may think if parental affections might affect a fair performance evaluation.
你会不会觉得这种父子之间的关系会影响一个公平的一个评定呢？
Would you not question if the son can get a glowing evaluation, then get a title promotion, a pay increase, or a big bonus?
所以你是不是怀疑说这个儿子会得着一个闪光的评定，接着就有提薪加职，甚至他可以拿到丰厚的这个奖金？
So what do you think? Is there a bias?
你觉得会有这样的偏见吗？
The answer is no.
答案是没有。
Because as you have guessed, the reason is because the company is a multi-generational family-owned small business.
也许你已经猜到，因为这个是一个多代家族经营的一个小的企业。
And it is usually fine that the father is training the son to take it over in the future.
所以你看到这个父亲实在在训练他的儿子以后能够接他的班。
And sometimes we will also have a case which is analogous to this issue.
所以这个可能也会给我们看见有这样子一个相同的比喻。
In which we think, is there a explanation to something that seems like a paradox?
这个对我们来说是不是看见是一个彼此自相矛盾的一种情形呢？
In this passage, we have a question that might be in the minds of certain Christians and skeptics.
所以在这个经节这一段我们读到的，你是不是也会有这样子的疑问？就像有些基督徒或者那些不相信的人。
Can God keep His righteous character and at the same time justify the unrighteous as righteous?
神可不可以保持他自己的公义，但是在同时他又可以叫那些不公义的人称他们为义？
Because if God upholds the law against sinners,then we are all lost.
因为当神在那里用公义来对待我们的时候，我们没有一个人可以存留得住。
But if God automatically just forgives all sins, then he's not righteous.
若是他主动自动的来这个赦免我们的罪，那他就显为不义。
So that is the question today. How can God be just and the justifier?
所以这是我们今天要回答的问题，就是他如何能够是义的，仍然他能够称罪人为义。
And this is an important question because it affects whether we are justified or not.
这个是一个非常重要的一个问题，对我们来说，我们到底是不是能够成为义。
So far in the letter of Romans, where we are at is that Paul in chapter 1 first showed that idolatrous Gentiles who don't have the law are unrighteous.
从一开始我们读到现在这个罗马书，我们已经看见在第一章里面那些拜偶像的那个外邦人是不义的。
And then in chapter 2, he shows that self-righteous Jewish people who have the law are also unrighteous.
那在第二章里面，我们看到那些自以为义的犹太人，他们虽然有律法，但他们仍然是不义的。
And then in chapter 3, the first part, he shows the larger statement thatAll people are unrighteous. No flesh is justified in God's sight by the works of the law.
在第三章我们看到这个更广泛的说明，就是所有的人我们都是不义。
So you might think all hope is lost, but then chapter 3 verse 21 starts with, but now.
所以在这个时候你可能觉得所有的那个希望都破灭了，但是在21节我们看到但如今。
Our brother Lloyd-Jones calls this the most consequential two words in Scripture.
有一个圣经学者他提到这个但如今这两个字是整本圣经最最重要的字。
It's like a night and day contrast. It's almost as if you're in an underground cave and a landslide happened to let the sunlight in.
这个好像就是一个白昼跟黑夜的这样子的对比。好比是说你已经被困在一个地下的一个山洞，突然那个山体滑坡里面让那个太阳能够照进来。
But before we talk about the outline of today, we want to first talk about this phrase, the righteousness of God.
所以当我们来看今天要讲的这些主题之前，我们先来看这个神的义这个字。
Because this phrase we've already talked about, that we've read 6 times.
这个字我们已经在这里已经读了 六次。
Because when we say righteousness of God, true, it is God's attribute of righteousness.
我们说到神的义的时候，我们都知道这是神的属性。
But we would not know it until he takes certain action, and then we see the righteousness of God displayed or made known.
只有当他将这个属性能够行动出来，表现出来，我们才能真正的认识这是他的属性。
For example, let's take something analogous. The mercy or goodness of God, that is something that's eternally true.
我们举个例子来看，我们都知道神他的良善是他永恒的这个属性之一。
But let's say you are sick, and then there's nowhere else to turn, and then you get healed by God. That action turned his mercy into a reality.
所以我们当我们在生病好像无人可求助的时候，但是神因着他的怜悯，他医治了你，那个时候我们经历他自己的怜悯。
So an action of God is now making an attribute of God manifested or displayed or made known.
所以呢，借着神他自己的行为，他的行动，将他的属性表明出来。
So similarly, the salvation of Christ in the gospel makes known the righteousness of God.
我们看见神他自己的救赎的工作，将他的公义的属性显明出来。
So that's why we read earlier chapter 3 verse 5, because before salvation, for all of us, the unrighteousness makes the righteousness of God known, because then wrath comes out, judgment comes out.
所以这个就说到我们原先读过的哈，就是在三章五节那里说到，因着人的不义，而神他震怒啊，他来审判的时候显明他自己的义。
But now through the gospel, the salvation of Christ, salvation work of Christ makes his righteousness known.
那现在呢，我们看见我们的不义，但是因着神他自己的拯救，他的救赎工作显明他的义。
So one can say that the main attribute of God that's revealed in salvation is his righteousness.
所以在这里，神的拯救的工作，让我们看见他主要的属性是他的公义。
But some might say, I thought it was his love. Isn't love the basis of his salvation?
但有人会问，应该是神的爱啊，难道神的爱不是这个拯救工作的根基吗？
But love is the motivation, but Love is the motivation, but righteousness is the foundation of salvation.
爱是个动力，但是公义却是这个根基。
In other words, righteousness is the how God saves us. Love is the why God saves us.
就是说，为什么神要救我们？那是因为他的爱，而他如何来救我们？因为是他的公义。
So let's outline the verses 21 to 26, three parts.Of this pivotal section, but now,
我们将这个二十一节到二十六节分成三个小节来讲述。
Verses 21 to 23 is righteousness of God provided to believers by faith.
从二十一到二十三节说到神的义赐给因信耶稣的人。
24 to 25a is righteousness of God comes from Christ's redemption work.
二十四节到二十五节的上半部分说到的是神的这个公义是来自耶稣的拯救。
And finally, 25b to 26 is the righteousness of God demonstrates or vindicates God's character.
在二十五的下半到二十六节表明了神的公义是他的属性。
Okay, so let's start with the first part. To talk about the righteousness of God is provided to believers by faith.
在这里看见神的义赐给那些因信耶稣的人。
So if you look at verses 21 and 22, you see this phrase, the righteousness of God, both places.
我们看21节跟22节这边都提到神的义。
So verse 21 says, it is apart from the law.
21节说到的是神的义在律法以外。
Manifested apart from the law means that this righteousness is not based on any human work. We don't have to strive to achieve it.
说到这个在律法以外，就是表明这个不是人的工作，不是人在那里行律法。
In contrast, the righteousness of God in verse 22 says that it is made known through faith.
相反的，在22节我们看到是神的义已经显明出来。
So this faith would mean that this righteousness is not based on our work, but completely God's work.
是因着信在这里看见不是人自己的行为，而是神的工作。
And then that brings the question, if it is God's work, did it appear out of nowhere?
那我们会问，既然是神的工作，是不是就凭空出现的呢？
But that's not the case because the end of 21 says,being witnessed by the law and the prophets, meaning through the Old Testament.
这个不是那种情形，因为在二十一节的后面有讲到是有律法和先知为证，是借着在旧约里面的这些律法和先知。
God already foreshadowed that he would be the one supplying righteousness.
而是在那里预知了这位神他是这个公义的供应者。
For example, providing Adam and Eve with the coats of skin.
他们给了亚当和夏娃那个动物的那个皮衣。
Providing the Israelite slaves the Passover lamb.
给了以色列人这个逾越节的羔羊。
Providing the Israelites with the scapegoat sin offering.
给了以色列人这个羔羊，而且是这个可以陶醉的。
Law to the prophets, including in Isaiah, where the suffering servant would himself bear the sins of many.
我们也看见在以赛亚书里面讲到他担当了多人的罪。
And since it is not our work, it has to be then through faith of Jesus Christ for all those who believe.
既然这不是我们自己的行为，而是因着我们在耶稣基督里面的信，借着他的血而得的。
So two things must come together, two faiths, the faith of Christ and the faith of the believer.
这里面有两个信心，一个是主耶稣基督的信，还有个是所信的、相信的基督徒的信。
So many people would have little footnotes. Instead of faith in Jesus, the original faith of Jesus or faith of Jesus Christ.
所以在这个地方我们可能要区别一下，就是一个是在基督里面的信，还有个呢就是基督他的信。
Because this term phrase faith of Christ appears multiple times in Paul's letters.
因为我们说到基督的信在保罗的书信里面出现许多次。
Meaning it's Christ's faith, or in other words, Christ's faithfulness and obedience.To carry out the atonement work from start to finish all by himself.
这里讲到是主耶稣他的信实和他的顺服，说到他从一开始到最终他成为那个赎罪祭。
It was the faith of Christ when he obeyed the Father's will, submitted to the Father's will, and came to the earth.
这说到我们的主他顺服父神的旨意来到地上。
And lived a perfect life.And died on the cross.
取了人的样式，活出那个完美的生活，最后他死在十字架上。
And that perfect obedience and faithfulness is what makes the righteousness of God available to us.
这样的完全的顺服，让这个赎罪祭成为可能。
So now that it is available to us, that's why it needs this next phrase for all those who believe our faith.
所以呢。这个赎罪 这个拯救对我们来说已经已经存在，对我们来说今天需要这样的信心来接受。
If it's available, then faith are the spiritual hands that can receive spiritual gifts.
所以这个好像我们的信心就是一个属灵的手在那里接受他属灵的恩赐。
That spiritual gifts are invisible, but they are real, and they can only be accepted by something spiritual, hence faith.
虽然它是眼不能见，但是它却是那样的真实。当我们用我们的信心来接受的时候，我们就能得着。
And the reason why everyone needs to have faith to accept the righteousness of God, is because we ourselves are sinners.
为什么我们需要用信心来接受呢？因为我们本来就是个罪人。
23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short."Of the glory of God.
在二十三节说到，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
No distinction, meaning Jew and Gentile need faith to accept. Jew and Gentile, all are lost.
这里没有分别，无论是希利尼人还是犹太人，我们都是犯罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So 23, for all have sinned, that's past tense. Fall short is Presence tense of the glory of God.
在二十三节这里说到犯了罪是一个过去的时态，而这边亏缺用的是现在的时态。
For all have sinned applied to all humanity, which is when Adam sinned, all people then cannot reach the glory of God.
这里说到亚当，我们的始祖犯罪的时候，所有的在亚当里面的，我们都一同亏缺了神的荣耀。
And it is the case today that falling short is present tense because that applies to the sinner now.
那在这里亏缺神的荣耀用的是现在时，因为为什么呢？说到我们现在所有的人，我们仍然在这样子的状态，亏缺神的荣耀。
Because the glory of God is the normal condition of being right with God. That's something that Adam had and then lost because of the sin of disobedience.
这里说到神的荣耀是说到一种与神之间的这个正常的这个关系，而当时亚当被造的时候是有的，但是当他犯罪的时候他就失落了。
When God is satisfied, the normal condition is that he fills with his presence and there is his glory.
所以当这个正常的关系在那里的时候，我们的神他得着满足，他的荣耀就充满在我们中间。
So we've talked about the lost coin parable.
我们原先提出讲到过这个失落的这个硬币的事。
A coin fell, and a woman had to sweep the floors to search for it.
那个硬币被落在地上，有一个妇人，她必须扫地来寻找这个失落的这个硬币。
And it's applicable to us because whereas the coin fell physically, we fell spiritually.
这边有一个比喻，我们可以来看这个硬币好像是。实在的掉了丢了，但是对我们来说，我们是在属灵的这个层面上面，我们也是失上了。
Coin is like a human being because it has two attributes.
这个硬币好像代表的我们这个人，它有两面的属性。
First, a coin, probably more ancient coins because now we have states and other things, but ancient coins had the picture of the king stamped upon it.
讲到这个古时的这些硬币好，它一定都会这个在上面有一个国王的头像。
Likewise, all humans are created in the image of God the King.
相同的，我们所有的人都是照着这位王的形象和样式造的。
And then the second attribute is that a coin has monetary value, but that monetary value disappears when it's lost.
那第二个属性就是这个硬币它本身是有货币的价值，但当它失落的时候，这个价值就不存在了。
Each soul is created value, has purpose when it is in the right spiritual condition and relationship with God, the glory of God.
所以每一个神所造的魂其实都有它的存在的价值和意义，所以神造我们的时候是要来彰显它的。
So a lost coin, however,still has the first attribute, it still bears the image of God, but it has lost the second attribute, which is its value.
这个失落的这个硬币，它 还仍然有第一个属性，就是他仍然有这个像在这上面，但是呢，他却失去了这个价值。
So the Spirit's work is like the woman's diligent search to find us in order to restore the value, bring us back to the purpose for which we are created, the glory of God.
那圣灵的工作呢，就是这个在这里用妇人来代表的，就是要细细的去找回这个硬币，把这个硬币带回来，能够恢复它原来的这个价值，把荣耀归给神。
So then how is this accomplished? That is described in verses 24 to 25a, which is righteousness of God comes from Christ's redemption work.
这是怎样成就呢？这是在24节到25节的上半部分，说到借着耶稣基督的救赎。
And that work is described in three long words, through three pictures, justification, redemption, and propitiation.
这个呢是借着三个部分，好，这里好像有三幅图画，第一个就是
justification,
称义，第二个是
redemption,
救赎，第三个
was propitiation,
赎罪祭。
So let's take a look.
挽回祭，对不起呀，第三个是挽回祭。
So let's take a look at the first one.
我们先来看第一个。
Which is justification here in verse 24.
这边看第二十四节，好，讲到这个称义的事情。
It says, "Being justified as a gift by His grace."
是说到蒙神的恩典，白白的称义。
Justified means to declare righteous.
这个称义的意思就是在那里宣告是公义的。
So in a courtroom, a judge can make two options. They can either justify you or condemn you.
所以在一个法庭，常常这个法官他可以做出两个不同的判断，一个就是说你是无罪的，宣告你是义的，另外一个呢就是要在那里审判，说你是有罪的。
They can either declare you righteous, which is justified, or they can declare you guilty, which is condemned.
一个是说你是无罪的，你是义的，另外一个就是说你是罪的，你是有罪的，而是在那里要定你有罪。
But declaring someone righteous does not mean that the judge makes you righteous.
在这里宣告你是义的，并不是说你已经或者是将你这个人变成是义的。
And similarly, if the judge were to condemn you as guilty, does not make it that he was making you unrighteous.
那个当在那里宣告你是有罪的，也不是说把你变成是一个罪人。
So, example, if you go see a doctor, the doctor can either declare you healthy or sick.
这如同我们去看医生，医生在那里诊断说你是健康的，或者说你是有病的。
But the doctor does not make you healthy or sick, as in you're already that.
医生那个时候并没有让你变得健康，或者是让你成为有病的。
He diagnoses your present condition, but he does not give you that condition.
他是按照你现有的这种情形在那里诊断。
But pretend that there is this cutting edge possibility,where you have a blood infection.
我们在这里假设哈，在这个地方有一个先进的这个医疗技术，好像你得了是一个血液的这个传染病。
And a healthy donor, you can take all that person's blood and put it into you, and then take all your infected blood and put it into the healthy donors.
所以好像说到这个有一个完全健康的一个载体，或者是一个他可以把他好的这个健康的血液完全输到你的身上，反而呢使这个病人的这个血液，这个有病的血液输回到那个健康的这个健康的人身上。
So now you have the clean blood, but the donor has the infected blood.
那这样以后呢，你就知道你呢开始有了健康的血，而那个捐输给你血的这个人却是有了一个不健康的血。
So the doctor before this procedure would have to declare you sick and the other person healthy. But now after the procedure, he can declare you healthy and the other person sick.
所以医生在这个时候呢，他的诊断就换过来，他是说你呢成了一个健康的，而那个接受或者输血给你接受你不好的血的那个人是有病的。
Christ took on the penalty of our sins as our substitute on the cross.
那我们的主耶稣在十字架上，他成了我们的替代。
And then we can thus be declared right in the sight of God, justified.
我们就可以在神的面前成为义的。
That would be our new position.
这个就是我们新的地位。
So we don't have to wait until final judgment, standing before the throne with fear and trembling, not knowing whether we will be or are declared righteous.
所以我们用不着等到最后那个审判日来到之前，我们在那里恐惧战惊，要等候神的宣判，是义的还是罪的。
Because if we have the right standing now, justified here is present tense, being justified, it is assurance.
我们现在已经得着了，在这个是一个现在时，我们已经被称义了。
It'll be assurance so that we can even begin living this Christian life.
这是一个保证，而且是一个我们基督徒生活的开始。
So a brother once asked, I don't feel that I'm a Christian since I still sin a lot.
有一个弟兄曾经问过，他说，我不觉得我是义的，因为我仍然在犯罪。
So another brother told him, being a Christian is not based on what you feel.
另外一个弟兄就告诉他，你成为基督徒并不是按照你自己的感觉。
But based on what God says.
而是根据神怎么说。
Because if God has declared you righteous, he has the final say regardless of what you feel.
他在那里已经宣告这个不管他有最后的决定权，不管你是怎样想的。
Here it has this phrase here, justified freely or justified as a gift.
这里我们看见说是白白的称义，而且呢是神的恩典。
Meaning it came free to us. We did nothing to earn a gift.
这说到这个是白白的赐给我们，不是我们因着我们自己的工作而得来的。
And because it comes with by God's grace.
因着神的恩典给了我们。
However, just because it is free for us doesn't mean it came with no cost.
虽然说是白白的给了我们，但并不是说这个不付任何的代价。
That high price tag is now depicted in the next word we're going to look at, which is redemption.
这个很高的代价，我们在这里马上要看见的就是是神的救赎。
Okay, so let's take a look at this next phrase, which is end of verse 24, through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
我们在这里看到说到的是因着基督耶稣的救赎。
So three points about redemption. First point is that redemption comes with a price.
有三个属性，我们可以说这个救赎第一是从基督耶稣来的。
So when we think of redemption in the modern day, we automatically think of salvation in the Christian faith.
所以今天我们在那里讲到神的救赎的时候，我们马上会联想到是主耶稣基督他做的。
However, before Christianity, the ancient world would not think of salvation. They would not even think of this as a religious word.
在旧约在古时那个时候还没有想到这个是主耶稣的救赎，他们所想的这个词也不是一个宗教的这个词语。
Yeah, in the ancient world, redemption is a normal everyday activity.
这个救赎好像是每天日常的这样子的一个行为。
It means making a payment of a price called a ransom to set something or someone free or loose.
这里可以说到是有这样子的一个行为，就是用他所付的这个代价来把这个失上的那一部分给赎回来。
Like if a donkey is tied up, I can let it loose. If my clothes is too tight around the belt, I could let it loose.
就好像说这个驴它是被重压下面，你可以把它释放，或者是我所穿的这个皮带好很紧，我可以把它松开。
But it is usually applied to the slave market.
但在这里主要是讲到的是那个奴隶市场。
So that brings us to the second point, which is redemption secures freedom.
这里讲到救赎是能够确保这个得着自由。
So we were in bondage under sin, and we would not be able to free ourselves.
我们被罪所束缚捆绑，我们自己不能释放自己。
Servants are employed, so after work they are just free to go home.
我们说到仆人他是自由的，当做一天工作完了以后，他们可以回到家里。
But slaves day and night belong to a master. They have no way to purchase their freedom. Even if they make a lot of money, they get a lot of money somehow, but they cannot purchase their freedom.
在这里看见这个奴隶呢，他是卖给主人的。所以虽然他也许有钱，但他也不能为自己赎身。
John 8:34, Jesus says, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin.
在约翰福音的8:32里头说到，主耶稣说，实在实在的，我告诉你们，所有犯罪的都是罪的奴仆。
As slaves of sin, we cannot help but sin. It's automatic, it's natural.
因为这个罪我们不能解救我们自己，我们就是一个罪人。
So then who is there to save us? That brings us to the third point. Redemption is often accomplished by a kinsman.
那谁能拯救我们呢？这个就讲到我们要讲的第三点，就是这样子的一个亲属至亲可以救我们脱离这个捆绑。
A kinsman is a near relative who guarantees your rights. They preserve your family line.
这个亲属我们都知道是你的一个至亲，他有这个权利可以赎你。
So when you're in trouble, he can take action to help you to pay off your debts.
当你在遇到难处的时候，他可以帮助你帮你的债务还清。
In the Old Testament, there's that analog too, where, for example, Exodus 6:6, God says, "I am the Lord." And I will bring you out from the bondage of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bondage. I will also redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments.
这在旧约里面，我们也看到这样的例子，在出埃及的6:6，我们看到主耶和华说：“我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂，重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的土工。”
The word here, redeem, is the same as acting as kinsman redeemer.
这边讲的救赎就是说到这个至亲的亲属，他可以来做这个赎罪的。
The Lord heard the cry of the Israelites and intervened to redeem them.
我们看到主耶稣，他就好像是这个我们至亲的亲属在那里救赎我们。
Similar in the Gentile world, Job says, "I know my redeemer lives." And at the last, he will take his stand in the dust.
在旧约另一处，我们看见在外邦人当中，约伯也曾经说过这句话。他说：“我知道我的救赎主还活着。”
Job is saying that he is faced with debt, he's faced with oppressors, and he cannot get out of the bind on his own.
他那个时候是在重压底下，他好像面向着死亡，他不能自己救他。
But he says, I know my Redeemer lives, because if a kinsman Redeemer, someone close relative, is living, then he can come to you to save you.
所以当约伯说，我知道我的救赎主活着，意思是说他有至亲的亲属，活着的话，他可以来到他的面前来救他，脱离这一切。
But if his redeemer is not living but dead, then who can save him?
若是他没有至亲的亲属这样子活着的可以来救他，那他只能是没有办法。
That redeemer would appear one day and take up Job's cause, and that's why he can stand.
所以这样的救赎主若是活着，有一天会来到他的面前。 来释放约伯所受的这一切的苦难。
That kinsman would stand in the dust, in the place of Job's humiliation, and vouch for Job and redeem him.
这个至亲的亲属来到约伯，他那个时候是在灰尘之中，那因着他来拯救约伯，他可以重新被释放。
It is in the New Testament that we find out who accomplished this redemption, and it is the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
在新约里面，我们发现了这个救赎实在的，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That's the person who paid the price.
这位主他为我们付了所有的一切。
So let's take a look at three verses. Mark 10:45 says, "For verily the Son of Man came not to be saved, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many."
在马可福音10:45说到，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Sorry, I said that wrong. That for verily the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
这里说到的是他来不是要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人，而且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And then 1 Peter 1:18-9 says, "Knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ."
在彼得前书1:18-19也说到，知道你们得赎不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
And finally, Galatians 4:5, "So that he might redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
在加拉太书的4:5也说到，他来拯救我们，叫我们脱离律法的捆绑。
That in each of these three cases, there was a ransom price that was paid in the full, and once that payment's made, there's no reverse.
这所有的这三节地方，我们读到的经节都说到这个。已经整个的都已经付清那一次完全的付清。
And the result of that payment price is found in the believer. For example, that one would have life, that one would be redeemed, and that one would have a new legal status, a new relationship as sons.
那结果是什么呢？我们会发现在它里面得着生命，在而且得着这个救赎，我们得着这个做儿子的地位。
In other words, we are now freed, released, and forgiven of our sins.
我们得着自由，我们被罪被赦免，而且我们能够得着这个儿子的地位。
And then finally, let's take a look at the last big word, which is found in verse 25. It says, "Whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith."
那接下来我们看这个重要的这一点，说到的就是神设立基督耶稣做挽回祭。
So we've moved away from the law court somewhat. We've moved away from the slave market somewhat, and now we're in a temple setting.
所以呢，我们好像已经离开了这个法庭这个地方，我们也离开了这个奴隶市场，我们来到这个圣殿祭祀的地方。
Propitiation in his blood. So the word propitiation means a sacrifice that turns away wrath.
这里讲到这个挽回祭的血，是说到这样的祭可以除灭除去神的愤怒。
In his blood, meaning through the sacrificial death of Jesus.
凭着耶稣的血说到是因着耶稣他牺牲的死。
The sacrificial death of Jesus turning away God's wrath. So let's think about this.
我们来思想主耶稣他这个为着我们来牺牲的那个死，除去了神他的震怒。
And we touched upon this slightly when we talked in the introduction. How can God be just yet justify the sinner?
我们刚刚一开始就提到这一点，就说到 那他怎么能够仍然称义呢？当他在那称罪人为义的时候。
So we said the first point is God is righteous, so he must punish sin.
我们一开始说到神是公义的，他必须要惩罚那个罪。
So a righteous judge can make sure that every sin gets an exact unbending judgment according to the law. That is fairly easy for a judge to do. Just set the law.
So, 法官对他来说这个不会有特别的难处，他按照律法他来定有罪的人是有罪的。
But then the other reality is that because God loves us, there's a desire to justify the sinner who otherwise would be lost and under his wrath.
那因着这个法官他的爱，他又想把这个人能够挽回，否则当他在那里判断他有罪的时候，那个人就会承认。
So a corrupt judge can say, I forgive you, don't worry about it. Let me just cancel your penalty.
若是一个不公义的这个法官，他也许会说，我把你的罪通通涂抹掉了，你不用再受惩罚。
That seems also very easy to do.
这看起来好像也比较容易来做。
It's very easy to do, but on its own, because if he does that, he will be a corrupt judge, and that violates the first thing, which is to maintain a righteous character.
这个假如他这么做的话呢，他就失去了他自己是一个公义的，这个违背了他公义的属性。
So we have a conundrum.
在这里我们就看到两个矛盾。
But here's where God's love steps in, and that solution is not an easy one for him.
在这里我们看到神他有爱，这个如何来做呢？这个实在不是那么容易。
Because it comes with a great cost.
是带着极大的代价。
In order to have his righteousness and his love upheld, God had to provide his son as a sacrifice who will take the punishment of our sins.
为着持守他的公义和爱，他必须将他自己的儿子爱子赐上。
So that's why 1 John says he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
所以在约翰一书那里说到，他因着爱我们，将他的爱子赐给我们作为挽回祭。
So condition 1 is satisfied. Wrath does come from God.
第一种情形实在也成立了，因为神的震怒实在是落在这个挽回祭的身上。
But condition 2 is also satisfied because the propitiation, the sacrifice also comes from God.
那第二个条件也成立，因为我们看见这个赎罪祭是从神那里出来的。
So Christ as the propitiation of our sins takes the wrath of God.
主耶稣他成为我们罪的挽回祭。
So God is satisfying his own demands and rules.
我们的神他在这个时候他满足了他的要求。
He is not stretching the rule. He's not relaxing the rule somehow to make it.
他没有把他自己的公义的要求改变一下或者变放宽一下。
Have you ever found yourself playing a game and you realize that the outcome is turning against your favor?
你会发觉在这个时候他没有这样子做来改变他所喜欢的。
In a game, right?
在一个游戏当中有的时候会发生。
That we would relax or change or stretch the rules of the game so that we can win.
所以我们有的时候就改变一下这个游戏的规则，变得松一点或者改了一下，好让我们能够过去。
One of my favorite ones is in the last round of the game, make sure all the points count triple so that the last team can catch up to the first team.
举个例子，好像在游戏当中，你把最后的一轮的这个游戏里面，你把所有的这个得到的点数都让它能够三倍，成为三倍，这样子你就可以让在下面的那个团队可以能够追上来。
But unlike us, God set out clear rules, consistent demands.
但是我们的神他所建立的这个规则是那样的清楚。
And when man cannot meet those rules and demands, God's love gave us the ultimate gift. His only Son can meet those demands.
当人不能满足他这个要求的时候，他将他自己的独生爱子赐给我们来满足。
So let's take a look at this word propitiation, because in some translations it says, like the Garb translation says, mercy seat.
我们再来看这个字，就是赎罪祭这个字，有的时候这个字被翻译成为施恩座。
So mercy seat was the focus, the focal point, central point of the work of propitiation in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，我们看见这个施恩座是这个赎罪挽回祭的中心点。
It was the golden cover of the Ark of the Covenant inside the Holy of Holies.
在至圣所，我们看见在这个约柜的上面是用金金包裹的那个遮盖。
From the moment the ark was made, the mercy seat was put on the ark.
当约柜做成的时候，这个施恩座就被按在上面。
It was untouched by drops of blood.
没有血能够碰到它。
But sin made a breach. Nadab and Abihu presented strange fire.
我们看见这个拿达和亚比户他们犯罪。
And the Lord determined that the high priest Aaron cannot enter the Holy of Holies at any time.
所以神以后定下这个规定，就是大祭司亚人不能自由地进入这个至圣所。
A holy God cannot dwell among impure people and priests unless there is atonement.
所以这位圣洁的神他不能住在这个施恩座上面面对着我们祭司或者是有罪的人。
And so one day of the year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest applied the blood of the sin offerings on the mercy seat to make atonement for the priests and for the people.
没有，若是没有这个赎罪祭的话，那神不能面对有罪的人或者是祭司，所以我们知道一年一次亚人要带着血进到至圣所。
But this application of blood on the mercy seat took place in the Holy Holies behind a veil, hidden from view.
所以当他把血洒在这个施恩座在至圣所里面的这件事情以后，我们看见这些都是在至圣所在幔子以内以后我们看不见。
But this verse says God displayed publicly as a propitiation.So this is not hidden from view anymore.
在这里说到神设立了这个挽回祭，而且呢，将这个挽回祭已经向着众人显开。
That in Christ's death on the cross, the focal point of propitiation is now put into view.
所以我们看见耶稣基督作为那个挽回祭，现在已经公开的启示给人。
It's now before everybody's eyes.
已经在众人的眼前。
And that's why it says, in his blood, propitiation in his blood, through faith, that we can see it by the eyes of faith.
所以呢，在这里说到是这个是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
So, moving on from these three pictures, Paul concludes his argument,by saying that the righteousness of God demonstrates or vindicates God's character.
我们看到这个三个部分，最后我们看见借耶稣的救赎显明了神他自己的义。
It says 25 here, the second part, this was to demonstrate his righteousness because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed for the demonstration, I say,of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
This passage splits time into two, previously and at the present time.
这句经节把这个时间一分为二，在过去和在先时和在如今。
For previously, God's forbearance led him to pass over the sins previously committed.
在先时所犯的这些人的罪，神他因着他用忍耐的心宽容他们。
So previously, meaning those sins committed prior to Christ's sacrifice on the cross.
这个先时所犯的罪，说到的是主耶稣为我们献上挽回祭之前所犯的罪。
So in the Old Testament, if someone sinned, it is God's right to punish that person immediately.
在旧约里面，我们看见神其实有这样的权利，可以马上来惩罚这个人的罪。
However, it says here that God had forbearance. That means he held off punishing those sins that the people deserve.
我们这里看见神因着他这个忍耐宽容的心，他没有马上来审判，而是在那里宽容这个人。
And the reason for that is because God had already prepared for Christ to come into the world to bear the punishment for sin for those believers.
原因是什么呢？因为神已经预备了主耶稣为挽回祭，到了时候会来到世上来赦免人的罪。
This way, Abel, Abraham, David, all other Old Testament saints can be justified.
所以在这里我们看见有亚伯、有亚伯拉罕、有大卫，他们的罪被赦免、被称义。
Old Testament sacrifices covered those sins temporarily.
旧约里的祭祀能够暂时的来除罪。
That's what Hebrews 10 says, and that Christ then offered one sacrifice for sin for all time, permanently taking away all those sins.
在希伯来书里头说到主耶稣他是用自己的血一次进入圣所，
还有
永远赎罪的事。
And that is what is happening at the present time.
这个呢是我们看见是在现在发生的事情。
God's way of righteousness can then apply to all groups, and that demonstrates his righteous character.
这里我们看见他的救赎是可以用在所有的人的身上。我们刚刚讲到的这些旧约的人物同样。
Because, as we mentioned, God's method validates his character.
我们看见神的救法在那里显明他的公义。
Because as we've been saying, how he has made Christ's redemption, how he has justified us, how Christ is our propitiation, that demonstrates that he is just and the justifier.
我们看见耶稣他成为赎罪祭，他成了我们的救赎，他在那里称我们为义。
That single work can reach backwards and forwards.
所以这个可以在包括先前的人，也包括现在的人。
Once and for all, a final sacrifice.
一次永远的成为了这个赎罪。
Because it says here, so that he would be just and justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
所以他自己是公义的，而且他可以称相信的人为义。
So this answers the question of, can God be both righteous and merciful at the same time?
这个就回答了我们的问题，是否神可以一面是公义的，一面又是怜悯人的。
That his righteousness and mercy are not paradoxical, that they're complementary.
我们看见公义和怜悯并不是互相矛盾，而是他们可以互补。
That God can maintain his righteous character and yet justify sinners because Christ satisfied God's demand.
这个我们看见一面神是公义的，另外呢他又可以赦免人，这个是因着主耶稣他来成为我们的赎罪祭。
And that's why that righteousness of God can be made available to all who believe, one sacrifice by faith.
所以这个神的公义可以称人为义，只要借着信，所有的人都可以得着。
So let's summarize by sharing simple takeaways for all those three big words about Christ's salvation work.
所以我们在这里思想一下我们前面所说的这些重要的点。
We said redemption is freedom from bondage. This is a picture of the slave market.
这个说到这个救赎的工作是好像这个有在奴隶市场。
That we are all in the world of sin and we cannot get out of it.
我们都在这个世界当中，我们落在罪的这个捆绑底下。
We're all like Israelites in Egypt.Serving and building the empire of Pharaoh.
我们都像曾经的以色列人在埃及，在那里为埃及的法老做工。
But when the Lord rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, we have left the old world and entered into His world.
因着主耶稣，他拯救我们脱离黑暗的国度，进入他爱子光明的国度。我们如今都得着了主耶稣的救赎。
And the first thing that happened when they left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea, when Pharaoh's power has no more, when Pharaoh has no more power over them.
第二个就说到像以色列人那样离开埃及，又过了红海，这样世界埃及法老的权势就不能在他们身上。
The Israelites emitted the first song recorded in the Bible.
我们看见以色列人在那里唱诗，这个是在整本圣经是第一首被记录下来的诗。
So their response to redemption work was thanksgiving and praise.
他们向着这个救赎的这个回应是这个感谢和赞美。
So when we think of the great price of redemption that was paid for us, we can practically give them a heart of gratitude and praise.
当我们也想到纪念这个救赎的伟大和那个重大的代价，我们也同样可以来把感谢赞美归给他。
And then the second one is justification, which is, we said, being declared right.
第二是说到那个称义，就是说被宣告是对的。
And it is a picture of the law court where we're declared righteous.By the judge.
好像看到是一个法庭的一个照片，在那里法官宣布你是无罪的。
And now we have a right standing before God forever.
我们在神面前，我们就有一个对的地位，而且是永永远远的。
This should then compel us to want to be in the presence of God.
这个就会激励我们愿意永远在神的面前。
Martin Luther had really deep emotional anguish.When he thought about his sins, how can he stand in the presence of God without being destroyed?
当马丁路德他看见他自己的罪，他里面蛮有情感的，非常深沉的说。
But one day God revealed to him that justification is not just a mental doctrine in the Bible; it is actually a reality, spiritual reality.
他看见。神的救赎不是只是一个相信的这一些的道理，而是真正的他来经历。
So he can come boldly with great joy to come in the presence of God, knowing he now has the right standing.
所以他可以大胆的无惧的来到神的面前，他知道他在神的面前这样的地位是公义的地位。
So since we're justified, let's see ourselves as saints.Rather than as sinners when we stand before God.
因着这样子的一个地位，我们需要看我们自己是一个圣徒，而不是罪人，在神的面前。
And of course, if we sin, then we ask for forgiveness and claim the provision of Christ's blood.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们在主面前来祈求他来赦免，来宣告他血的功效。
But we must have the confidence of a right standing before God, so we can boldly come to fellowship intimately with Him.
所以我们必须有这样子的一个信心，我们站在这个罪的地位，我们可以放胆无惧的来到神他的面前。
And finally, propitiation, we said that this is Christ's sacrificial death which turns away God's wrath from us.
最后我们看到这个赎罪祭，看到主耶稣他牺牲的那个死，救我们脱离神的震怒。
Where Christ gave his life to us as the substitute for the penalty that we deserve.
他为我们做了赎价，舍命。
When Paul thought about this, he wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:14, saying, For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died, for he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
在哥林多后书五章十四、十五节哈，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Paul saying that the only logical response to Christ dying on our behalf as the propitiation is that we then give ourselves to him.
所以这个有逻辑的这个回应，唯一的啊对的回应，就是说，既然主为我牺牲，做了这个挽回祭，我就不再为自己活，我要为主来活。
That the giving ourselves to God is the beginning of our Christian walk, the beginning of Christian service.
把我们自己交给主，是我们啊做基督徒开始来服侍主。
So in conclusion, let's put ourselves in the shoes of Rahab.
我们在这里做个总结，我们把主放在这个拉合的这样子的一个情形。
You're not Rahab. Rahab was living in Jericho, and that is coming under the pending destruction.
拉合是住在耶利哥，当时等待的是将要来的这个毁灭。
Her heart would melt with fear when she thought of Jehovah God.
她的心被融消化了，因为想到主耶稣，耶和华神。
Because all of Israel's enemies were falling one by one before them.
因为所有以色列的仇敌都是一个一个被击败。
However, one day, she experienced the salvation of God. She was rescued from destruction by scarlet thread.
有一天她经历了神的拯救，她因着相信放着这一根红的绳线，她因此得了拯救。
So the notion of God used to be a terror for her, but now the notion of God has become her salvation, her life.
本来神对她来说是一个恐惧，但是现在神对她来说是她的拯救。
So likewise for us, before Christ's atonement work, the righteousness of God used to be a terror.Because your sinful self was going to be condemned in eternal judgment.
在主耶稣成为赎罪祭、挽回祭之前，我们来看神的公义。神的公义对我们来说只是一个恐惧的事情。
But now, the righteousness of God is not a terror anymore. The righteousness of God that's provided through faith of Christ for all those who believe is now our refuge.
所以现在因着主耶稣的救赎，我们因着信也靠着主耶稣的救赎，神的义在我们身上不再是个恐惧，而是对我们来说是一个避难所。
Believers are now shielded from the wrath of God by the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
那所有相信的人就可以得着保护。
So what was once a terror is now our refuge.
曾经是一个恐可怖的事情，现在成了我们的避难所。
So against the internal feelings of guilt, against condemnation of the enemy, against the penalty of sin.
首先我们本来的恐惧是因着我们里面有罪的这个恐惧，因着仇敌的控告，还有我们讲到最后这个审判的时候那个定罪。
We can boast that the righteousness of God is now made known, is now accepted by us.
那现在神的公义已经显明出来，而且被我们接受。
And that's why Paul boasts so passionately about the gospel, because now we can embrace the righteousness of God as our own.
所以保罗在这里可以放胆地说，神的义在他的福音上面被显明出来。
So let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有些祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for giving us the Lord Jesus.
天父，谢谢你将主耶稣赐给我们。
We ask that you would make him constantly more dear to our hearts.
但愿它能够在我们心中越变越甘甜。
And we ask that you would give us a heart, an attitude of gratitude, that we can respond to this love.
愿我们的心能够有这样子的改变，我们的心充满了感谢和赞美。
That our lives can be given to you.
我们能够把我们的生命、生活都交给你。
We pray this in your Son's precious name.
我们奉你儿子宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.